Moncrief on News Talk.
As you've been hearing, today is Make-A-Wish Day, where we're hoping you can dig into your pocket and donate whatever you can to afford to help bring some magic into the lives of kids dealing with serious illnesses. So far last year, 229 wishes were granted. Makeawish.ie/donate is the address. But of course, raising money for an excellent cause such as Make-A-Wish is all about ritual humiliation. Henry McKean does have a non-nudity clause in his contract, but we've come up with a series of challenges that are nearly as good. Henry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. And you're right, I do have a no-nudity clause, so I won't be taking my clothes off. Yeah. And I am quite nervous
Actually, I didn't know you could get one.
Really?
Actually, the
it's on page 12,
is
section
it?
B.
Yeah.
It's there.
Wow. Okay. B for boobies.
Well, yeah. every year you ask me to take my clothes off. Every year.
Oh, no, but that's like, you know, that's after a few drinks.
But no, we're basically trying to do a challenge, and we're asking you out there, the listener, what challenge should I do? What do you wish for me to do? So there's two challenges that I could do. One of them is the most ping pong balls caught in shaving foam on my head in 30 seconds. So in front of me, I have a actual... even though I'm bored, I've got a swimming hat. So I'm going to put that on, and then I'm going to cover my head with shaving foam. That's if you actually choose for me to do this.
Yeah.
Or the other one is to put the most socks on in 30 seconds. So I have a naked foot. You can see my foot, even though this is a family show. We won't talk about my foot.
Yeah.
Or my feet.
That doesn't breach your contract terms.
No, you can have
kind
a little,
of borderline there, naked foot.
You can have a peek at my feet. Yeah. That's okay. That's okay. So I've got socks. I've lots of socks, and I'm going to try and put them on. So we're asking you to basically donate or text us and tell us which one you want me to do. Before that, let's hear from you on the street.
Would you wish that I had the most ping pong balls caught in shaving foam on my head, or the most socks put on one foot?
Go with the socks.
Socks.
Yeah, socks seems less intrusive, so good luck with the socks.
I think the socks will be more entertaining.
Trying to put on socks, and I'm very bad at putting on socks, so you want me to try and put on the most amount of socks on one foot?
Yeah, I think that would be a really interesting challenge.
Definitely the most socks, that seems harder.
Most socks,
definitely that seems harder.
Not throwing table tennis balls at my head from 2 meters away, wearing a swimming cap with shaving foam so that basically the ping pong balls actually stick?
No, I think the socks, because you'll get more socks on you.
Ah, that's a good point. You get more socks on. Ping pong balls, that sounds more exciting.
Well, hopefully they'll stay on with shaving foam.
Yeah.
But it will be a harder day.
Yeah. And there's no restriction on putting your hands out to hold the shaving foam up. Get more balls up there.
Ping pong balls.
Why do you want me to do the ping pong balls?
I just think it would be funnier.
Yeah, I think it would be better entertainment, for sure. Yeah.
So you would
sure, just
that.
Let me check. Definitely.
Well, you just lifted up my hat and I am bald.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they should stick with shaving foam.
Yeah, yeah. Is it hairy ping pong balls so you can get
Okay, so that, just in case, it sounded like a bit of a mixed reaction there, but the consensus was for the ping pong balls.
Was it?
Yes. So obviously this is radio, so we're going to have to describe to people exactly what the procedure here is going to be.
Yes.
First off, Henry, you put on this swimming cap.
So yeah, I'm putting on the swimming cap now, and it's actually quite an expensive swimming cap. It was €8. It's actually good quality for a very large head, because my head is so big.
Right.
And we've got some shaving foam here as well, and we're going to actually shake it and just spray it on. So let's have a go here.
Yeah.
We're just going to spray it here. And
okay, that's
is it coming out?
Out?
Is it coming out?
Well, it's blue.
It's not like
the white.
And if you massage it into my head.
Okay, now Mia's here to massage
sort of
it in.
This
is, I'd say Mia probably is going to reassess her contract after this. having done the...
Yes, there we go. That's quite
there
a lot
go.
Of fun.
No. Mia's working up quite a nice lather there. Now, what I would advise for maximum kind of stickiness is that we need to get as much...
More shaving foam.
Across the front of your head, every single bit
here
of his
head.
Here we
go. So I'm actually using gel, which turns to foam.
Yeah.
It's in a kind of sort of orangey container.
Yeah.
Gillette Fusion
it's 5 on the top.
Action.
If you can work it down to the front as well, Mia, because we need to cover as much of that as someone's lap, but that's all right.
All
okay,
over
well
me.
Done. Henry's helping out there.
Oh, Okay, I should have helped sooner.
And just to remind you, the whole thing is that it's going to be 30 seconds. How many ping pong balls can we stick to Henry's head in 30 seconds?
I'm covered in foam
that
now.
It's foam in your shirt now, and but that doesn't count even if we hit that.
And well, I haven't even brought a spare shirt in or spare anything.
Yeah.
But just to say, I've given you lots and lots of ping pong tennis balls. I think you've got about 30 or 40.
Yeah.
And you've got to try and get as many on my head to stick as possible. And I'm just not sure how this is going to go because we've never done it before.
Yeah.
So this is
groundbreaking radio. This is never done before. I can just hear it. And the Imro goes to...
I know this is an extremely visual, and we are available on newstalk.com.
Yeah, it will be put up online, or is being put up online right now. I don't know, but Mia, you've done a great job there. Now, the difficulty was Mia was going to help out throwing ping pong balls, but now her hands are covered in shaving gel.
Well,
so
she can try anyway.
We didn't think that one through, but we do have some wet wipes.
Oh, we've got some baby
emergency
wipes.
Wet wipes
baby
have come
wipes,
in.
I tell you,
there's more people in the studio than outside the studio right now. Yeah. Maybe we should have had a meeting before this. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Not that I'm a fan of meetings.
This is the thing. I mean, we couldn't do a trial, could we?
No.
Because that would have taken away the fun.
They would have. Yeah.
Or rehearsal, as they would have done on the late.
Yeah. So, okay. Mia, are you ready to go?
I was born ready.
Yeah, she was born ready, she says. Okay, right. Is there some sort of timer thing you're going to give us a ready, steady, go? Ready. Yeah, ready, steady, go!
Okay, keep throwing them at me. You've got to get one of them to stick.
Oh my god.
One of them to stick. Just do it nice and slowly.
Okay, that's not working at all.
Okay.
Did that one stick? No. That didn't stick. None of these are sticking whatsoever. Okay, there's one stuck. Well done, Mia. Oh shit. Henry, stick one on yourself.
Sorry.
Okay. No, that one fell down.
Oh my god. This is just torture.
Okay.
This is just unfair. Do we have any? Just
we have
throw
one.
Them lightly.
We have
lightly, one. Lightly at me.
We have okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Ah, no.
Any of them?
There's
okay, any of them?
One there.
No.
No. Okay, how many times? I think we're out of time, sorry. We've come back with a massive total of one ping pong ball.
Really?
Stuck to your head.
And we might have raised a euro as well.
We might, I would imagine that people should donate 100,000 euro for every ping pong ball that's stuck to your head. So
I'm
that's
covered
good
in shaving foam and...
You are coming.
I feel kind of like I need a good... I don't know
you
what.
The thing is, people rejected the putting on socks thing.
Yes.
I kind of feel now, given that that was kind of a disappointing result,
we failed.
That maybe we should go for the socks just to see how many more. Can we get some more socks on?
All right. Okay. So I do have the socks here.
Yeah,
just in case.
Makeawish.ie/donate if you'd like to hear Henry McKean put socks on. Now, I should describe these are socks with animals on them.
Yeah. So the first one has sharks on it.
Sharks on it.
And then we've got ducks. Yeah. And then we've got Percy the pig. They're Marks and Spencer's. We're no longer sponsored by them. I don't know why I have to mention them.
Yeah.
And then I've also got some rainbow ones as well.
Yeah.
So I think I've got about 10 pairs of socks here.
Okay.
And I need to try and put on as many as possible. The record is 28 socks.
Oh, my God. Right. So it's only one foot. We don't have to do both feet.
Just one. I'm going to go for the right foot because
but nobody's gone for a record putting socks on with a thing on their head with a ping pong ball stuck to it. That's probably
a new
record in its own right.
Well, I hope Guinness Book of Records
will claim that.
This is a serious.
Yeah, we'll claim that one. Okay,
attempt.
Do we have our timer ready? Ready, steady, go, Henry. Okay, right. That's the right. The first
one
is on. He's doing really well. The second, that's also penguins.
Two.
Has gone on over penguins. Now he's down to the light blue sock.
Three.
I don't know what kind of that's little birdies. Four little birdies
four.
Going on. Oh, he's rocketing through it. That's just plain grey ones. That's for
five.
That's for court appearances. He has those ones. That's six socks he has
six.
On him. He's really doing sterling. Oh, this is his Pride March sock.
Seven.
His other Pride March socks. That's
eight.
Number eight going on. This is fantastic work from Henry McKean. He's lurching down the home
nine.
Stretch. Nine socks on there, folks.
Oh, my God.
Ten. We're out of time.
Ten.
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 Ten. We'll slip in ten there. Excellent work, Henry. Make a wish. .ie/donate is where you need to go. And we do have footage, which we will release once we've achieved our 10 grand target for this particular program. Henry, how are you feeling? You must feel a huge amount of satisfaction.
I feel like that I'm, how do I be diplomatic, that I perhaps fell over and I had an injury. I've got some serious padding and I'm out of breath.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we've also failed that challenge as well because we were going for 28.
I know, but
we got 10.
You got 10, no, but you got 10 while wearing a swimming cap with shaving foam and a ping pong ball stuck to it. That's a different challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
No human in their right mind could do that as quickly as you did it.
Well, I'm completely sure about that. This is it. We just got to keep moving on, you know?
We have to keep moving on.
When we have a failure, we just keep moving on to the next thing.
There's a second challenge that you went out to ask people about.
Yeah, let me get my breath back. But yeah, so we're also asking you out there what you wish for me to do. Would you like me to do the most push-ups with hand claps? So that's the sort of thing, you know, these fit people do where they do a push-up and they do the hand at the same time. Or the other challenge could be they want me to peel and eat an orange blindfolded, and we're trying to do that as quickly as possible. The record is around 13 to 17 seconds. Let's hear from you.
Would you wish for me to do most push-ups with hand claps in 1 minute, or the fastest time to peel and eat an orange?
Peel and eat an orange.
Why?
Because it just seems less complicated.
Push-ups, probably. Probably the push-ups as well, yeah?
Why would you prefer if I did the push-ups?
Because I think it's far harder than in the oranges.
The push-ups, clapping your hands.
Why?
Because it's harder.
Can you do it?
No.
I'd love you to do the push-ups.
Why the push-ups and the hand claps?
Well, you look sort of my age, or I'd love to see you do them.
You'd like to see me struggle.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I think the orange.
You'd like me to peel and eat an orange blindfolded.
I think that would be more entertaining.
Push-ups.
Orange.
You want me to do the orange?
Yeah, it's probably easier. Can you do the push-ups?
I would struggle.
I know, it's too cold also. It's too cold out here for that.
Yeah, that last fella sounded like he's familiar with doing push-ups, so he'd know what he was talking about.
Texas.
Was he from Texas?
He was.
I'm sure they do lots of push-ups in Texas. Somebody says if Henry actually uses the shaving foam for its intended purpose, I'll donate. I'll have you know that Henry McKean is beautifully shaven every day.
He has already.
Day.
I do.
Right. Okay. So the consensus seems to be from now, obviously that's an edited version of all the comments that Henry collated outside in the street. The consensus at the moment is peeling the orange.
Oh, I don't eat enough fruit now. This is going to be hard.
Like, right.
You know, I have to take the
skin
off.
You don't have to eat it. You just have to peel it. Oh, you have to eat it?
Yeah, I've got to eat and peel it.
So
I've got my blindfold. It's actually a neckerchief.
Oh, Henry.
It's actually from the...
I should say, like, the Henry shirt and trousers are destroyed as it is from the shaving chrome cream. And now he's going to be squirting orange juice all over himself.
Okay, so now...
That's going to be fairly nasty.
Where are the oranges? Here they are.
You've got one now. You're allowed to hold one in your hand. Let me give you a try.
It's all greasy.
It's all
greasy.
Yeah, that's the shaving cream. Yeah. Okay, are we ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready when you are.
He's ready to go. Okay, here we go. Ready, steady, go! Oh, all right, Henry.
Fingernails is in there. I can't even
get the timer now. We'll keep the timer going until we see Henry get that orange
out. Egyptian oranges.
You need to get some purchase on it.
And I got these in Dunn's.
You got these in Dunn's.
Earlier.
And they're Egyptian oranges.
They were 49 cents each, and I should have gone for the more expensive ones.
Oh, okay.
And if I would have got it open. I'm trying to peel it. I'm sorry. To everyone who's going to be
we can see the juice squirting out of it there.
Okay,
it's absolutely
quite...
He's going to try it. Oh, my God. He's chowing down that orange. Is it all gone? The juice is coming down out of his mouth. Oh, my God.
My
next one. Okay, he's going to go for a second one now. I don't know why.
Okay.
He's in a frenzy now, I think. Yeah. Right. Okay, Henry. You've done very well. What have we got? What was the time on that one there?
I just burped on national radio.
That was about a minute?
I just want to apologise to the listeners.
It was 50 seconds, Henry. You got 50 seconds, but you actually did two oranges there. That was pretty good.
I got my vitamin C intake.
You got
the
your
day.
Vitamin C. Now, Henry...
One of the five.
Henry is wearing, it looks like a Boy Scout kind of a thing you're wearing over your eyes there, Henry.
It is. I became a beaver leader last September.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is my beaver.
And these aren't, and these kind of skills they don't teach you in the beavers?
Well, we did go on a hike yesterday.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing we were trying to do was to make sure none of the beavers fell off the cliff, and none of them did.
Yeah.
But we won't be moving on to eat an orange blindfolded.
Okay, well that's
shaving foam.
Well, that's an important thing. You've already served as an example to all those young people. That's
I've just realised I bit my thumb there.
Oh,
I think it was
ouch.
The adrenaline just kicked in, and
it just kicked in there.
The adrenaline. I just realised I bit my tongue.
Yeah.
This is what happens. Not my tongue, but my thumb.
Yeah.
When you eat blindfolded, I mean, Who would do such a thing?
Who knew? Yeah. Well, no, you can take the blindfold off now, Henry, okay. Because that's not necessary.
Okay. And, oh my God, the mess I've made. I'm so sorry.
As we said at the start there, 17 seconds was actually the record there for peeling an orange and eating it. So you were 50-0. Now, you did eat a second one, yes. So maybe there's a separate... there's a separate record for that.
They were actually quite nice, in fairness to the Egyptians.
Oh, good, I'm glad.
They were quite citrusy.
Yeah.
I actually, for a second, thought I was in the Mediterranean. I just forgot that we were on live radio. And,
oh, nice.
And I was eating oranges.
Yeah.
Blindfolded.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And biting my thumb.
Okay. Just wondering what brand of shaving foam Henry used. It sounds like a good repellent in case I'm attacked by a bunch of ruffians armed with ping pong balls. Colleague wants to know.
We're not sponsored by them, but it was Gillette.
It was Gillette. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, those ping pong balls would not stick to to your head.
And if
whatsoever.
I look at the small print, they don't mention that.
They don't mention that. It's probably an added extra that they just kind of bunged in. Now, the thing is, I don't know, Henry, I don't want to put you on the spot. The other challenge was doing the clap press-ups. Did you want to give that a go?
The public, I got the impression, actually, they wanted me to do the press-up claps because they're harder.
Yeah.
They're actually harder than eating an orange blindfolded. So I'll give it a go.
Okay. All right.
It's a bit messy. So
Makeawish.ie. If you'd like to donate, we suggest you do it now before Henry does this.
Most in 1 minute.
It's the most in 1 minute. You can take the hat off if you like, Henry. Okay. That would be
God, the mess. Okay, now, can I take the sock off as well?
Are your hands sufficiently wiped, do you feel, to undertake this challenge, Henry?
Socks.
Yeah, there's a lot of socks there.
No, my hands will be fine. I just need to get the bit of circulation.
Because he's cut off entirely the circulation into his left leg because he's so many socks on it. But he's down now. Henry, have you...
I haven't done one of these in a while.
Okay, but you have done them before.
Yeah, I would say... Do you remember I went through that skinny stage?
Yeah.
Didn't last long.
But you were running and drinking lots of coffee.
I didn't get like a fat jab. I just used exercise.
Yeah.
So I haven't done them in ages. So... and we used to do loads of these, but I know how to do them. So you do a press up and then you clap and press up. And I might be able to manage. I know we're supposed to do as many for a minute. I might be able to do five.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We'll give that a go. Make a wish at .ie/donate.
Yeah.
Brace yourself, folks. And I do, for health and safety reasons, want to point out we do have a defib machine here in the building. There is a team waiting outside. Not that anybody thinks anything will happen, Henry.
The Royal College of Surgeons is nearby.
Oh, dude, there's that too. Yeah, okay. All right, so Henry, you assume the position.
Okay, we'll give you ground.
Ready, steady, go.
Right.
One, two, three, four. He's a Chinese machine.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16.
20, and the floor shakes as Henry McKean collapses in sheer exhaustion. He's covered in shaving foam. His face is the colour of the Newstalk logo. Henry, you need...
I didn't break any records, did I?
No, records were broken. That was 17 you did there, was it?
I counted 20, but it could have been 17.
That was 20 in 30 seconds. That was Henry, that was extremely, extremely impressive.
Oh, well, thank you very much, John.
Makeawish.ie/donate is the address we really need you to go to make a contribution. It will change the lives of so many kids. And Henry, thanks a million. You've been in a hell of a shift today. I think you need an ice bath, maybe something like that.
I need help.
You need help. Okay. We do have a team of people who are ready to wheel Henry out of the studio. I'm told we're getting close to our €125,000 target. We'll take a break. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.